السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سورة يونس عليه السلام آية 9 and 10 آيات number 9 and 10 and إن شاء الله on Saturday after tomorrow don't forget to attend the celebration of the Milad of the commander of the faithfuls الإمام أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب عليه الصلاة والسلام. We try to be here inshallah at 7:30 p.m. Try to be at the masjid in preparation for the salat, and the celebration begins immediately after salat al-maghrib wal-isha inshallah ta'ala on Saturday May 2nd inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات يهديهم ربهم بإيمانهم يهديهم ربهم بإيمانهم تجري من تحتهم الأنهار تجري من تحتهم الأنهار في جنات النعيم دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين صدق الله العلي العظيم. In ayah number 7 in Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states introduces three reasons that these three elements, they shatter and they destroy and they devastate man's life. Number one element, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. A person who has no belief in accountability, in the day of judgment. A person who does not think that he is going to be resurrected and he is going to stand before God. He believes that this is superstition. This is a myth. That's one reason. When someone does not believe in accountability. Today, even a child of 5 years old, if he or she does not believe in accountability and responsibility, they can be a major headache for the family and the school and the society and the community. If they don't believe in responsibility, let alone someone who's an adult. The sense of responsibility gives us direction in this life. The sense of responsibility makes us human being, makes us act as a human being. And when this sense of responsibility is missing, it makes people act like animals. It makes this society as a jungle, full of beasts and animals who are fighting each other because they don't have sense of responsibility. So the one who does not believe in the Akhirah, essentially he's saying that there is no responsibility and no accountability. I can do whatever I like to do. Nobody is going to hold me accountable. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. They don't have faith or belief in meeting me. لِقَاءَنَا لِقَاءُ اللَّهِ. On meeting him where? On the day of judgment we stand before him. So this is number one. This is one of the reasons of devastation. If someone wants to devastate his life or her life, this is one element. Not to believe in the day of judgment. Not to believe that there is a day where he or she are going to be held accountable and responsible for what they did. This is number one. Number two, وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا. They were pleased. Radu means they were pleased with this life and they were content with it, happy with it, satisfied with it. They say, this is my life, don't change my life. This is the best life. There is no hereafter. There is no day of judgment. There is no something, there is nothing, something called paradise. There is no reward, neither a punishment. They are happy with this life. All their goal and all their target is this small life here. They have nothing beyond that life. Again, they become like animals. Ask any animal today, what is your goals and aspirations? The answer is, give me a space, give me food, shelter. This is my goal in life. I don't need something else. This is my ultimate goal, is to have a house, a shelter, is to have food. And this is the case with many people in this life. Tell him or her, what is your goal? He says, a house. I love to buy a house. I have a good car, good income, good money. That's it. I have no other goal. Allah says you have a bigger goal than this shelter and this food. With the shelter and food, we become equal with animals. But we are not animals. Allah says you have a higher goal in this life. So don't be satisfied. Don't be happy with this life. Say, my goal is further and bigger and farther and greater. I have to build. I am in this life to build it for the next one. They brought me into this life to live for a few years to prepare myself for the next one, to build my credentials and my credit for the next one, to be prepared for the next one. Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah, the plantation for the next one. Allah says in this life, you are not intended to stay here. We are not intended to stay here. We are here for a period of time to work, and then they are transferred to something which is unlimited, infinite, something that has no end and no limits and no boundaries. And that's the Akhirah. So that was the second reason for their devastation. That they said, there is no life after here. I'm happy. Leave me alone. Leave me alone with this life. وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They were pleased with this lower life. وَطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا. They were content with it. So they don't see beyond it. They don't see beyond this life. They think the entire life is this. Bring a child, put him in a room. The room is full of toys. Full of toys. Like Toys R Us. Take your son, your daughter to Toys R Us. And then after 2 hours tell them, let's go home. It's time to go home. They say, no, we want to stay here. why they want to stay here. They don't get tired, even if they stay 6 hours, 8 hours. Because they think that this is the life and nothing else beyond this life. Nothing else. This is the entire life. We are like children. We think that this is the life here on earth. There is nothing beyond that. This is our Toys R Us. We are busy with it. So we don't look beyond this. Allah says, this life, hayatul dunya, this is very limited. This is very small. This is very small and fleeting and passing and limited. There is another one waiting for you. وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا. And then he says the third reason of devastation, and that is the biggest one, the biggest reason. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ. They are heedless of our call, of our invitation, of our signs. They don't see them. غافلون, forgetful. They don't listen. Some of our children, they don't listen to their parents. They don't listen. They don't want to go to school. They don't want to study. They don't want to work. They don't want to be with the family. Heedless. What's the result? What will happen to this son, to this daughter who are heedless? They destroy their life. They destroy themselves. We do the same with God. We don't listen to Him. We disobey Him. The result, are we going to destroy Him or destroy ourselves? We are going to destroy ourselves. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ. Three things we have to be careful of them. Number one, we have to have firm belief every single day in the Akhirah. Number two, we should not be fascinated by this dunya. We live in this dunya, but we should not be attached to the dunya. Attachment is dangerous. Don't get attached to the dunya. If you get attached to this dunya, you become blinded. You don't see other than this dunya. So don't get attached. Use the dunya. Enjoy in the dunya. Enjoy your time in the dunya, but don't get attached to it, because the dunya is going to betray you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the dunya, the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qala lid-dunya, ya dunya, it at'ibi man ahabbaki. Whoever who runs after you, make him tired, exhausted, and don't let him fulfill his or her dreams. At'ibi. خسكن اون شخصی که دنبالت میدود اون را خسكن نذارم از تو سیر شود. بذار از تو محروم شود. واخدمی من رفضكی. On the other hand, the one who refuses you, you go after him. You serve him. اخدمی. This is the dunya. Dunya betrays you. If you get attached to the dunya, it's going to betray you. If you turn your face away from the dunya comes after you. This is like some ladies in the society. If you run after them, they humiliate you. They don't care about you. But ignore them, they come, they run after you. Try to ignore them, they run after you. This is exactly the dunya. Dunya. When you refuse the dunya comes to you. The dunya itself starts running after you. This is the hadith. Allah says, this is how I made the dunya. This is my law. This is what I said to the dunya. When I created the dunya, I said, the one who wants you, you don't want him. Run away from him. Make him tired. He runs after you and he cannot catch you. And the one who refuses you, you go and serve him. So it's up to us. Do you want to run after the dunya and then you get exhausted and you get nothing and you leave this dunya empty-handed? Or you want to ignore the dunya and the dunya comes to you? This is the second. And the third, غَفْلَةً وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ. Allah has given us something called intelligence. Nothing is more important than intelligence. Nothing is more important than aql. Nothing is more sacred and holy than this aql brain. Why? To look at his signs, to read his signs, to see his signs. The signs. This life is a school, is a madrasa, this life. Every day there is an incident here or there. 2 days ago, the king of Saudi Arabia, he sacked his brother. He kicked him. He threw him away. Today I saw a picture. I was in Saudi Arabia 4 weeks ago. When we went in every hotel, the picture of the king and the crown prince. Prince Miqrin ibn Abdul Aziz. Today they showed me a picture. They are collecting all these pictures of him from everywhere. Within one day. Yesterday, the royal decree was issued. Today, all the pictures and the recycle. This is the dunya. This is the reality of dunya. You should not trust the dunya. You should not. No one should trust the dunya. Nor a king, nor a citizen, nor the rich, neither the poor. We should not trust the dunya. Don't put your trust in dunya. Dunya betrays. Don't say that my future is stable. I have education. I have house. I have saving. I have family. I have this. I have that. Don't say these things. Yes, if you have iman, be proud of your iman. Say, alhamdulillah, I have God in my life. I have Allah. Because everything is perishable except Allah. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Everything could go. Your family would abandon you. Your money, you lose your money. Your health, you may lose your health. Your friends, you may lose them. But if you have good friendship with God, you may not lose him. God would not lose you. He would remain loyal to you. Have a trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. My friends, always in the Quran, two things are intertwined, together, intertwined, inseparable, indispensable from each other. Two things. One is faith, aqeedah, the belief in the heart. And second is the action outside. Neither one of them is going to be helpful. No one can say, I have aqeedah, faith in my heart, but don't ask me to do good. This aqeedah would not work. Nor someone says, I do good, but I don't believe in God. That one also does not work. If you need a reward from God, you have to believe in Him. You have to believe in God. My friends, today in this life, if you don't believe in a cause, you are not going to serve that cause. You know what they teach? The first thing they teach those who go to the army, in the military, they have to tell them, listen, you have to believe in this cause. If you don't believe, don't join the army. Do you see the police officers, how they mistreat people in Baltimore and elsewhere? Not because they receive salary. They believe in this job. They believe. When they deploy them in the streets, they stand there. They put themselves in harm's way because they believe in this cause. He says, I'm a policeman. I believe. I have to defend. This is the way I defend my land. They endanger their life. Not because of money. What is money here if you lose your wife? If you lose your life. And your wife, of course. There is no value for the money. But because they believe in this cause. Every cause, my friends. If you work for a corporation, for a company, for a group, you have to believe in that. A farmer believes in his farm, believes in his job, believes in his work. The same thing with Islam. We have to believe in that. We have to trust that. I cannot be a good Muslim if my trust with God is shaky. Sometimes I don't know whether God is there or not. Maybe he's not there. What sort of belief is this? I'm not saying don't question God. Question him. Ask. This is good. Ask. Is God here? Really? What is the sign for him? It's okay to ask. It's okay. That will increase your faith in him. We have to inquire. We have to ask. Asking is something healthy. When your kids ask you about God, don't shut them off. Tell them, ask daddy, ask. They want to learn. But then when you learn and when you know God is there, you have to believe in God. And believing in God is called tawakkul ala Allah. To trust God. To trust him. To trust that he sees and he hears and he listens and he's there. He's not asleep. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. No slumber overtakes him, nor sleep. He's awake. He's awake. Allah said to Musa alayhi salam, إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا. Go to Pharaoh. I know you are empty-handed. You carry no weapon with you. And this is an emperor, a tyrant. He has an army. Huge army. He has weapons of mass destruction. But go with him because the weapon you have is greater than Pharaoh's weapon. What was the weapon? Musa had only a cane, asa. He goes to Fir'aun, who has something like an atomic bomb, and he wants to confront him with a cane. Allah says, your real weapon, innani ma'akuma asma'u wa ara. I am with you. I listen. I see, asma, I listen, and I see, both, asma wa ara. And you know why God says, I hear, then I see, you know why? Because always we begin with what? Huh? With hearing. When you are a baby in your mother's womb, you begin to listen before you see. Always in the Quran, if you follow the Quran, always the sam', the hearing comes before seeing. Because this is the first sense that is activated. Even when we are still unborn, we can hear, the baby can hear things outside his mother's womb. إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَى. This is your weapon, don't worry. I'm with you. Therefore, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. They are intertwined. Faith, iman, and al-amalu الصَّالِح. Good deeds are intertwined. They work together. يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. This is very interesting. God is going to help them and guide them through their faith. My friends, in this universe, there are two types of guidance. الْهِدَايَةُ الْعَامَّةِ and الْهِدَايَةُ الْخَاصِ. The general guidance that is provided for everything in this universe. God says, when I create something, I provide them with equipment that they can navigate their way in this life. قَالَ فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى. قَالَ رَبُّنَا. This is the way Moses defined God. قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ شنو؟ هَدَى. سورة طه. My God, my Lord, is the one who created everything and he guided everything. Not just created, he guided. Because if he just creates without guidance, we become worse than beasts. So he says, I create and immediately I guide, I teach. That is the general guidance. Hidayatul Am, which is provided for every creature in this universe. I mentioned 2 weeks ago, لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمْرِ. The sun, the moon, the stars are orbiting in their own orbits. They don't go outside. They don't delay. They don't stray out. لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمْرِ. وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. They swim in their own orbits. So this is guidance. This is guidance. God says if you embrace this general guidance, you're going to receive the second bonus. Buy one, get the second one free. This law was introduced not by maces, you know, by Allah first. Allah says if you embrace the first kind of guidance, if you follow it, I will give you the second one as a bonus. And this is exactly what this verse says. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Those who have faith and they do good deeds, يَهْدِيهِمْ Their Lord is going to guide them, رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ Because of their faith, He is going to guide them. Are you with me? This is a reference to the second type of guidance. Al-Hidayatul Khas. Not the first one. First one is provided for free. Some people will accept it, embrace it, implement it. If they do that, then they're going to receive the bonus. But if people say, God, thank you so much. Keep the guidance to yourself. I don't need guidance. I am intellectual. I have reason. I'm a graduate of this school and that school. Allah says, okay. Okay. If you reject the first one, definitely you are not going to receive the second. Allah says about the people of the cave. They were young people. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ They were young people, although they were not young, by the way, huh? They were in their 50s and 60s. But God says their soul was young. Their resilience was young. Their determination was young, although their age was not young. Allah calls them fitya. Fitya yani jaun, jaunha, in jaunha. Jaunha? Innahum fityatun, young. Amanu bi rabbihim, they accepted the first guidance, and then what happens after that? Huh? Ahsant, I want you to read the Quran by my friends. You need to read the Quran. This is suratul, what surah? Suratul Kahf. Chapter 18, we spent 2 years in Ramadan in this masjid, on this podium. 2 years explaining Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 18. Innahum fitya, God says when they accepted the first phase of guidance, we provided them the second one. Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim wa zidnahum huda. We added a second layer of protection and guidance to them because they accepted the first one. They accepted the amma, hidayata amra qabul kardan. We gave them the khassa, hidayata khassa bi'un hadadin. Wazidnahum huda. What does al-hidayatul khassa do? The general guidance leads me to God. But the second one keeps me immune against what? Not only sins, but something which could be greater than a sin. What is it? Huh? Doubt and begins with C, O, N. Huh? No. It keeps us safe from this. Something? Confusion. Ahsant. Many people are confused in this life. Many people. Each and every single human being sometimes becomes very confused. He does not know what to do. Allah says, if you believe in me, you have a strong faith, strong connection, I would not make you confused. You can see your way clearly. Visibility is clear. You don't get confused. Even if sometimes you think you get confused, I will send you into the right direction without you knowing, without you realizing. Have you seen sometimes you do things, you have not planned for them. You have not planned. You did something, you never planned for it. But Allah sent you into the right direction. Why? Because you trusted Him. You trusted Him. And if you trust Him, He would not betray you. If you have a good friend in this life, good friend, and you come to him and ask him about an advice, if that friend is very good, would he fool you? Would he ill advise you? He would not do that because he's an honorable man. He would not give you the wrong advice. Same thing with God. If you put your trust in God, do you think he send you into the wrong direction? He would not do that. Sometimes we think that, oh God, why did you do this to me? But then 10 years later I discovered that was good. That was the best thing. I didn't know before. Through my short-sightedness, I thought that I was in the wrong direction. Today, after 10 years, 20 years, I found out that no, that was the right choice I made. This is the special guidance. This is the meaning in hidayat khas karish ina. Natijesh ina. You don't get confused. In this life, you don't get confused. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. Through their faith, God is going to guide them because of their faith. He would not let them down. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. Frequently in the Quran, we hear about paradise. And the first description of paradise is what? When Allah wants to describe paradise, there are many blessings in paradise. But He begins with what? Rivers. Flowing streams and rivers. Do you know why? Do you want to know why? We live in Southern California. What do we have now? What do we suffer from now? Severe drought. The other day I was in the supermarket. Usually I don't go. My wife, she takes care of shopping. So she sent me to buy some fruits. And I realized for the first time in my life, because I don't go to the market, I realized that they are really expensive. Very expensive. So I asked the guy who works there, I said to him, "Sir, this isn't expensive?" He said, "Yes, of course. Not only expensive, even the quality is bad." He said, "When you have a drought, when there is no rain, not only the fruits and the food becomes expensive, the quality of the fruits becomes what? Bad." This is why Allah says in the Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. From water we made every living creature, meaning it depends on water. See how much we suffer now when we don't have, when we have a drought, when we don't have rain, how much we suffer? Look at your water bill next time when it comes. Compare it to last year. Allah says the first na'im, the first blessing is streams, which is available. You don't have to travel underneath them. مِن تَحْتِهِمْ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهِمْ. Meaning that they build their mansions and their palaces above the water. You can see it streaming underneath. Which is also a symbol of what? When the stream runs, symbol of what? Vitality, and then what else beside vitality? What else? Huh? Life and vitality and something else. Something else. Again, it begins with C-O-N. You. C-O-N-T, ahsan, continuity. This is why Allah says, meaning that your life there is not stagnant. It is full of activities and life and joy. Continuity. Tajri. By the way, my friends, being a good Muslim does not mean that you only pray 5 times a day. Being a good Muslim nowadays in California, it means that when you take a shower, consider conserving water. It's not only praying 5 times a day and fasting Ramadan. Being considerate and thoughtful to the environment and to the surrounding and to the people around you. Teach your children. When they shower, teach them to conserve. When they open the faucet, teach them that this is water, this is gold. Teach them now from this age. Israf is forbidden. Excessiveness, israf, immoderation, Allah says this is forbidden. The Prophet says even if you stand on a river, there is a river, stream, let's say Sacramento River, flowing, strong. Still, if you want to use water, use it in moderation. Don't waste. Islam teaches us not to waste. So teach your children today. Be the example to them, you first. Tell them, this is how I wash my hand, I wash my body. And then teach them to conserve. Teach them to conserve. This is a true Muslim. True Muslim who is sensitive not only to God, but to the environment too. To the people around him too. We have to respect the law of the land. One day I said to the director of the FBI, I said to him, don't worry about good Muslims. If you worry, worry about bad Muslims, not good Muslims. Because good Muslims, they are sensitive about everything, including the environment. They would not damage anything. So don't worry about them. And this is exactly what our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Al-Muslimu man salima an-nas min lisanihi wa yadihi. A true believer, a true Muslim, is when people feel safe from his verbal abuse, from his tongue, and from his hand. He hurts no one. He hurts no one. Mi farmayan insan musalman baqi'i اون است که مردم در امانن احساس اطمینان و امنیت میکنن وقتی که به اون شخص زندگی میکنن. He does not hurt anyone. This is Islam. This is Islam. Now let some people pray 5 times a day or 50 times a day or 500 times a day and let them memorize the Quran. If they go and wreak havoc in the land and kill and commit mischief like ISIS or the radicals, the Prophet says they are not non-Muslims. They are not following my sunnah. They are not following their book, even if they pray 500 times a day. Never ever the Islam said the true Muslim is the one who only does 5 times prayers. Where is it? Actually, the Prophet always says the true Muslim who has good manners and good akhlaq. The Prophet turned to his community. He said, do you want to know your place on the Day of Judgment with me in relation to me? Are you close to me or far? They said, Bala ya Rasulallah, of course, tell us. All of them, they want to be close to the Prophet. The Prophet said, أقربكم مني يوم القيامة أقربكم لأهله. The closest one among you to me on the Day of Judgment is the one who is close to his family in this life. Morally, he's close to his family, not just physically. Sometimes people are close to each other physically, but they are too far mentally. They torture each other. The Prophet says, be close mentally and physically to your family. Let them love you. Let them miss you. The best father is the father whose family misses him. The best mother is the mother not who cooks the best, no. But if she's missing one day, the whole family misses her. They are the best. Be careful. Be careful that your family, who are supposed to be the closest one to you, should not pray that you go away. Be careful. Be careful. The Prophet said, the closest one of you to me is the closest to their families. And then he said, وَأَنَا أَقْرَبُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. Among you, the closest one to his family is me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I just noticed that it is 39 minutes and 33 seconds. This is one of the good things of having iPhone 6. So I was going to go through number 10, which has a very majestic meaning, دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. I will postpone that until inshallah not next week, because next week I'll be far away from here, thousands of miles in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. So inshallah the week after that we will be with you, and inshallah don't forget to be with in this masjid on Saturday, ميلاد of Imam Amir al-Mu'minin عليه الصلاة والسلام. نه من خیلی نزدیکم به خانوادم. بله. یه هفته میریم. یه هفته. بله. So, inshallah, we'll see you at 7:30 Saturday night to celebrate the beautiful ميلاد of Imam Amir al-Mu'minin. We have invited an intellectual professor who speaks about Imam Ali in the 21st century. What does it mean to be a follower of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen in the 21st century? Let's recite Amman Yujib. They asked me to recite this dua tonight. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Amman yujibul muftarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu as-su'. Amman yujibul muftarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu as-su'. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية اقض حاجات المحتاجين فرج عن المكروبين وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.